This is BPNRadio.com, and you're listening to Marketplace Saturday, where business leaders go to grow. Marketplace Saturday is designed for the entrepreneur, employee, or student that's looking to grow, learn, and become more today than they were yesterday. Now, here's your host for Marketplace Saturday, Rick Gentry.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Marketplace Saturday. This is Rick Gentry talking with you live here from Austin, Texas, your host for another hour on Marketplace Saturday here on BPNRadio.com. Be sure and tell all your friends about Marketplace Saturday, heard every Saturday from 9 a.m. to midnight Central Time right here on BPNRadio.com. where business people help business people. Stay tuned for more information on how you can host your own show on Marketplace Saturday or have a spot here on the Business Channel to promote your business. My special guest today is Shara Parker, and Shara wears many hats throughout her life. She's been a daughter, a wife, a mother, grandmother, entrepreneur and real estate professional, a life coach, business coach. Each role has deeply impacted her and her faith. She loves people and helping others find their gifts and callings to fulfill their God-given destiny. She loves being an advocate and advisor for her clients. Shara has a passion to help people enjoy the lifestyle of their choice while building equity in their homes. She is a student of life and business and is gifted in empowering others to walk out their full potential. Shara resides in the hills of Austin, Texas, and enjoys hiking, cycling, traveling, riding, ministry, and spending time with her family. Welcome to Marketplace Saturday, Shara. How you doing today?
Hi, Rick. I'm doing great. What an introduction. It's such an honor to be here.
Well, I appreciate that. I know you've been extremely successful, and you've been in Austin since 1977. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. In the old days of Austin.
Well, when you could drive get across town in maybe 10 minutes instead of an hour, right?
Definitely. I like to say I grew up with the city.
Right, right. Well, how did you get started in the real estate business?
Rick, that's really a fun story. Real estate's rarely someone's first career, and it definitely was not mine. But I love homes. I loved looking at the different styles of homes as the city grew. I owned a number of homes prior to 2005, but I started renovating homes and just found it was a lot of fun. And friends and family and others just started asking me for help, and I thought, well, that would be a fun career. So 13 years later, here I am. It's been a fun and rewarding career. But I got started just renovating and rehabbing homes.
Well, that's awesome. And just tell us about what you're doing now in real estate.
Well, now I specialize in helping sellers get the maximum value for their home. We've been in a pretty upward trend for over 8 years now, which is a pretty long cycle. And it just doesn't look like there's too much of an end in sight. We're still growing. I love helping buyers find the right home, and we have a lot of fun doing that. And I work with investors. So I do real estate, residential, and light commercial.
That's awesome. Well, the market is booming in Austin. There's a lot of folks moving here. So what would be, if folks wanted to get into real estate, Shara, I know you have incredible experience at this. What would be something that you would say to them?
If they want to get into real estate as a career, or if they're ready to buy a home?
Well, let's start with the career first. What would you say to people that said, hey, I think I can do that. I want to do that.
Well, I love it, and I have a passion for people. And one of the things that I do in my career is mentor newer agents or agents that want to take their business to the next level. So if someone's looking to get into real estate as a realtor, they have to go through the licensing process. And the best recommendation I can give them is know your city and know your niche. You know, since I've been here for 40 years, I've specialized in lake property and different areas of town over the years, but it was easy access. And it seems like now we're being more niched and more niche-driven based on commute time. So find an area that you like to work, get your licensing done, and find a strong mentor to help you get your business off the ground.
Well, that's awesome. Sharon, do you think, would you be able to share with our listeners today your website in case they wanted to contact you?
Absolutely. It's very easy. Home512.com. Our area code is 51. Our old area code was 512, but it's near and dear to my heart. So home512.com is my website, and they can reach me through there.
Home512.com. I like that. Short and sweet, but it's awesome. So when people are, you know, I know a lot of people in the past, I have friends, when they start to either sell their home or buy a home, they're excited, but they're really nervous because they don't really know what to expect. They don't, you know, choosing a real estate agent if you're selling your house. Maybe just give us some tips on the seller first. What maybe just steps 1, 2, and 3 that they should do. I know that's something that is very simple for you, Cher, because you've been doing it so long, but maybe just educate the listeners, please.
Absolutely, Rick. Processes. Processes keep things simple, and communication keeps the unknowns at bay. So in selecting a realtor, you probably want to make sure you interview a good 2 or 3 people that are well-versed in the area, that have owned a home, have bought and sold homes. I think experience in the arena that you're working in is important. So once you have selected a realtor, you know, you want to make sure that you're congruent with pricing and being realistic, and that you follow all of the things that they recommend. Oftentimes, you know, we may have been in a home for a period of time, or we may have not been in a home for a very long period of time. So things like paint color and curb appeal and the things that you hear about normally are important, but each home is unique, just like each seller is unique, and so their needs may be a little different. Real estate is very personal because it is a home. It's not just an asset. It is your home, and understanding the process is very important. So excellent communication, recognizing the marketing of the property and what that's going to entail. And the number one thing I love about working with sellers is targeting the exact type of buyer that we're looking for that home. It's a fun process, and I think that it helps the sellers to have much more peace of mind when they realize we're not marketing to everyone, but someone specific looking for that specific home.
Right. That's great. It's great to know. You know, a lot of people, they don't know what to sell their house for. And then the real estate agent definitely has to be able to market to the right people to see their house. So great, great information. So if we're buying a house now, that's where it gets a little bit tricky, because we all want to get a really nice place for less money, you know, so it seems like that would be, and I'm sure that you have clients that ask you, hey, can we go a little lower, or will they go a little lower? Of course, in Austin, it's there's bidding wars going on as well, right?
Well, we have definitely experienced that over many different periods of time. Even before I was in real estate, I was buying and selling homes, you know, personally. And I've been caught in the bidding war, and I've been caught in trying to sell in a down market. So one of the things that I love to utilize is the experience of negotiation helping to identify the best type of home. You know, each individual and each family has different needs in purchasing, just like they do in selling. So when they're purchasing, we have to identify priorities, work with the lender. Every lender is not the same, just like every realtor is not the same. And there are a variety of loan types out there, especially now. There's a lot of lending that can help people get into a property that will give them the potential to have upside. And that's what I love looking for is, you know, let's make it your dream home and create that equity for you, which I believe can be done in every market.
Right. You're listening to BPN Radio here with Rick Gentry, and we're listening to real estate guru Shara Parker today, and it's just great to have you. I just wanted to put a little plug in there for you in case people are just now tuning in, Shara. But so when we're going to sell the house, what would be some things that like what do they do? Maybe steps 1, 2, and 3 besides cleaning out the garage, you know. what would be steps 1, 2, and 3 for people that are maybe thinking about selling their home or maybe even renting their home?
Well, selling and renting are probably going to be two different steps. So if you're thinking of selling, you definitely want to make sure everything looks fresh. So step one is have an extra pair of eyes. You know, we get used to seeing things in from a certain perspective, and so the extra eyes can be a stager that the realtor brings in, or the realtor may have eyes to see things a little differently. So fresh paint might be something good in updated colors. That's that's the least expensive way to get the most bang for your buck. The yard being maintained. You know, we went through a long drought, and many yards didn't come through very well, but you can still manicure a yard and create nice curb appeal very inexpensively and very easily. And while marketing the home, one of the key factors is going to be photography. You've got to have pictures. You know, the perception of the home is created in the mind of the buyer when they see the home online. 92% of buyers go online and search homes before they ever even talk to a realtor. And I've had more phone calls than you can imagine saying, I'm going to buy this house if it really looks like the pictures. And it's happened over and over. So the photography is going to be very important. And the staging, of course, is done prior to that. But the marketing component that is really critical is ensuring that the home looks like the pictures. Right. And the pictures create the lifestyle that you'll enjoy in that particular home.
That's
hopefully
great.
That gives a little perspective.
That's great, great information. Excellent information. Yeah. Well, I know that that this is going to help so many people today. I really believe that I know God has a good plan, even when we're selling and buying houses. So that's exciting.
He does.
Yes, and I did want to ask something that I hear a lot on the radio is seminars about how to flip homes. And I see that that's something that's pretty big now. How to flip houses. Come to our seminar for $99.95 or whatever, and we'll teach you how to make a lot of money. So I know you have a lot of experience in every area of real estate, Shara, but I also know that you have great experience in flipping homes. So talk to our listeners today, because I believe that many people are being approached about flipping homes, but give us the kind of the good, the bad, the ugly, please, about flipping homes.
Well, that could take all day. And it is such a relevant topic today. Flipping homes is something that takes a lot of work. I've had experience buying on the courthouse steps. You know, you've got to do cash and take your cashier's checks down there and bid, and you work through the lists. And you know, about 1 in 10 homes actually goes on the auction block, and there's a number of people bidding it. You really, really have to have done your due diligence if you're going to go that route. I've seen some arm's length transactions where a neighbor wants to buy the seller's home. I just sold a home in South Austin to an investor that I'd listed for my clients. And every person is looking for a little something different. So you have to really know your numbers. I think that's the most important thing. You make the money when you purchase a property, not when you sell it. And you can only control the variables that are controllable.
Right.
And that means you can't control if interest rates go up or down. You can't control if the market goes up or down. You can only control what you've paid for a property, what you put into it, the timeline you hold it. You know, that if you're using cash, then, you know, you still have to estimate what your costs are for that whole period. If you are financing, you know, you have to take into consideration your interest. And every investor, every flipper or rehabber has a different perspective on what makes it worth doing a job. And so you've definitely got to be really spot on with your numbers to make sure that, you know, you're going to reach that profit that you want. That's just the basics. Does that give you a direction?
Yes. No, that was excellent. Well, I know that a lot of people have just talked to me about, should I do this? And of course, I'm not a real estate person, but I think just in general, it seems like a great opportunity. But what would be some of the pitfalls besides maybe losing money in the flipping business? Because you have to go through the whole process with people that are going to be renovating the house and those type of things. Just share a little bit with us about that.
Well, everyone's skill level is different. I can get in and knock out walls, but I'm probably not the best sheetrock person or tape and floater. And scraping popcorn from ceilings isn't my best forte either. But, you know, there are those people that can do that. And for those that can do it, hopefully they've done a really dynamic inspection. You never know if, you know, what's going to be behind the wall that you open up, or the, you know, the toilet that you pull out, or something like that. So really, I think it primarily boils down to money, because everything can be fixed just about. I'm not into absolutes, but most things could be fixed. You know, so it does then become about money. So you want to make sure that you've really inspected, have a plan B and a plan C. If you go in with only a plan A, you know, some of those variables may change along the way. And instead of being a really solid flip, it may be in your best interest to hold it for a little while and collect the rent. You know, so make sure you've got your plan A, plan B, and plan C in place, so that you're prepared when something does come up.
Right. Well, that's great information to know. How do you feel that all these Flip This House and all these shows on TV are affecting kind of the perception of other people getting into flipping houses? Because it seems to be just something that's there's so many shows on TV and there's so much information out there. And so I just, you know, I don't want to ask a leading question, but I know that a couple friends of mine have actually lost some money in flipping houses, but I'm not sure they followed your protocol and your steps. But Cheryl, what would you say again, just to as a general overview to people that are wanting to get into the flipping business? What would be your take on it, your counsel?
Just have a really solid plan. Make sure you know where all of the money is going to come from. If your estimates are going to keep you tight financially, you always overestimate. You know, if your renovation is going to cost you $50,000, you probably need somewhere in the vicinity of $65,000 to $70,000 on hand. if you think it's going to take 90 days to get the work done and get on market, and the home is going to sell in 2 weeks, give yourself an extra 30 days. Because it really does all boil down to money. If someone doesn't show up for work one day, and it could be, you know, you could have rain that keeps you from doing outside work, or you could have some extra work that has to be done, or there could be a shift in the market and it takes a little longer to sell. So just make sure that you've really got a solid team and your plans A, B, and C in place.
That's great. Well, you're listening to Shara Parker here on BPNRadio.com. If you would like to host your own show, give me a call at Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com, or text me on my cell, 214-918-8707. So we're excited about learning a lot about real estate. Why this is just so exciting for me, Cher, to have you on today is really, I mean, we all live in houses or apartments, or this affects really probably 99% of everybody out there today. So this is why this is great, because we all need counsel. And anything just in general, I want to shift gears in a moment with another question, but just in general, give people your website again, and maybe just a tip, a real estate tip of it doesn't matter if it's flipping or buying or selling. Just give us a tip that you could maybe the regular guy or lady out there is not thinking about with real estate.
Okay, well, my website is home512.com. And Rick, such a powerful question. I would say that for someone that is in the market to purchase a home, keep an eye on interest rates. We're seeing some fluctuation there. I think they've been artificially kept super low for a very, very long time. We have a couple of generations that don't even know that interest rates used to be, 10% and above. So interest rates do affect what the payment on the home is. And an example of that would be for 1% in increase in interest rate, a home in the 200,000 range, if you're qualified for that, you're going to lose 11% in buying power with a 1% increase in interest. That also affects homeowners that are considering upsizing or downsizing. And so it's a process. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody or interview or start gaining knowledge, because knowledge is power. So I just feel like everybody anyone who's considered owning a home or making a move, just needs to be strategic about it and gain the knowledge that they need to help them make the most sound choice for the right timing for themselves and their family.
Great. That's awesome. And there's a lot of people that probably think I could never afford a nice home because of the down payment. Talk about down payments. I'm sure there's some unique ways that they can go about it, but do they just have to have the down payment? They have to have, 3%, 5%, 10%. What, talk to us about that.
Well, one of the exciting things in today's market is that there are a variety of ways that people can buy homes. USDA loans are more rural, and they're a 0% down. There are down payment assistance programs for first-time home buyers, and TSHAC programs. There's some special programs for firefighters, teachers, our heroes, if you will. So they're just a variety of programs. Even conventional loans have special programs right now. So that's my point in saying knowledge is power, and you should at least check it out. Even if you don't feel like it's something you can do, you might be surprised at what's available to assist you.
Well, thank you for that, Shara. Well,
sure.
Let me shift gears really quick. I know that I look at my coaching career, and so many people in my life have influenced me looking back. that gave me an opportunity, and I'm still grateful, always appreciative. And you've been incredibly successful, Cher, but who were a couple people early in your life that really influenced you?
That influenced me in business?
Yes, or just in life general.
Well, I'm pretty fortunate. My parents were entrepreneurial, and my mother went into real estate when I was a preteen and spent 5 years in real estate before we moved to Austin. So I wasn't certain that that was really what I wanted to do. It didn't seem like you owned your time. It owned you. But technology has, made it a little bit easier. And I was a teenager. My parents left everything behind and started a whole new life and career. So my mother and father both have been quite instrumental in leading the way by example, that you can create the lifestyle that you want. I've got an amazing pastor who is entrepreneurial as well, and I have an amazing husband. So I've had many mentors and many people that have been inspirational in my life and helping to give me the confidence that I can do anything.
Yes.
Probably the most special person in my life was one of my grandmothers, who just always spoke life. You know, anything you want to do, you can accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to just share that with other people, that I believe they can too. Whether they've had inspiration and mentors or not, they can find one outside of their sphere and do what they want to do.
Right. Cher, I tell you what, this has been an amazing interview, and we're about out of time. I wanted to ask if you would pray for businessmen and women today, whether they're in going into real estate or not, just business people. And we have about a minute left. If you would do that, that'd be great. And
absolutely.
I want to say thank you for being on today. This is
thank you.
Yeah, this has been a great time with Cher Parker from Austin, Texas. And thank you so much. You can say a prayer, please.
Will do. Thanks so much, Rick. Father, I just thank you for this amazing time. I thank you for every voice that hears this broadcast, for every ear that hears our voice, Lord. Father, I thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon my life, for the mentors you've given me, for the abundance. Lord, your word says that you've created us in abundance, that we are joint heirs with Christ, and our Father owns all the cattle on a thousand hills. So, Lord, I thank you for any person that is needing your direction, who's listening, any person that is in business, Father. We just bless them. We thank you, Father, for your abundance. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for the blueprints that you give each one of them. Thank you for the confidence in you. We honor you, Heavenly Father, with our lives and all that we do. And we thank you, Father, that you bless all we put our hands to. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Cher. I appreciate that so much. This is Rick Gentry. You've been listening to BPNRadio.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to another special edition of Marketplace Saturday, being heard throughout the day here on BPNRadio.com. Keep listening for another special show here on Marketplace Saturday, with your host, Rick Gentry.
This is BP.